Well, it's almost Halloween, and the kids will be out trick-or-treating for candy. And while you might worry about their teeth, there's another more potent risk. Traces of the powerful neurotoxin lead can be found in some candy. This isn't a new problem. 10 years ago, we reported on lead in chili-flavored sweets imported from Mexico. That problem was solved, but the California Department of Public Health has found lead in some candies made in the U.S. Youth Radio's Raphael Johns has the story.
The Jelly Belly headquarters in Vacaville, California, is kind of like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. There's candy everywhere.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Herb Rowland, our chairman of the Bean, I'd like to welcome you to the Jelly Belly Candy Company.
The place smells like a mixture of citrus, strawberries, and pure sugar.
Our top three flavors are Berry Cherry, Buttercup Corn, and Black Licorice.
So, Berry Cherry, Butter Popcorn, and Black Licorice. But Black Licorice in particular may not be as sweet as it sounds. Earlier this year, Jelly Belly and other candy manufacturers, like Trader Joe's and Panda, got a notice of violation. The nonprofit Center for Environmental Health found these companies' black licorice tested positive for lead. Jelly Belly declined to comment. The Center for Environmental Health isn't releasing its test results.
Nobody should have to be a toxicologist just to buy candy, right?
But Carolyn Cox is. She's also the research director at the Center for Environmental Health.
Lead is what I like to call a stunningly toxic metal.
A metal that can affect the developing brain. Obviously, how much of an effect depends on how contaminated the candy is and what other sources of lead kids are exposed to. Cox says cumulative exposure to lead can cause problems in school.
They're going to get lower grades, they're going to have more behavior problems, and that damage to the brain is essentially permanent.
The Food and Drug Administration recommends a maximum of 0.1 parts per million lead in candy. That sounds tiny, but even a tiny amount could make you sick. If lead is our problem as consumers, it's also a big problem for the candy industry. Laura Schumo is the Director of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs at the National Confectioners Association, the candy lobby, with its 600 member companies.
It absolutely is something that companies are aware of, and it has allowed our member companies to investigate their own processes and their own supply chain and understand the sourcing of these ingredients and how the risk of lead they have as low of levels as possible.
10 years ago, one of the ingredients that came under fire was lead-tainted chili powder on spicy Mexican sweets. Now, the culprit is the lead of molasses, which is one of the main ingredients in traditional black licorice. Sometimes, this lead is the result of pollutants in the soil or agricultural products like pesticide, which can contaminate the sugarcane grown around the world that is then used to make molasses. And once that lead gets in, it's hard to get out. Again, here's the candy lobby's Laura Schumo.
There aren't very many mitigation techniques to take lead out of an ingredient once it has been exposed. So in order to ensure that the food supply has very safe levels, what manufacturers need to do is to monitor their ingredients and to test the ingredients and that those levels are meeting regulatory standards.
The government currently doesn't make companies test all their ingredients before putting them into candy. The Center for Environmental Health finalized a settlement at the end of October, but many of the retailers and candy makers named in the suit have already agreed to pay fines and bring down lead levels in all the licorice candies they sell to below 0.035 parts per million by December. One small step towards a world of less contamination. For Living on Earth, I'm Raphael Johns.
Raphael reports for Youth Radio. This story was edited by Ike Sriskandaraja. Coming up, there's a new game in town, carbon capture and recycle. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.